Om Shanti. Good morning. And much love from Madhuban. And I'll share a bit of Madhuban news at the end, but today's Murali is what the song was about, that you are the ocean of love. And Baba's Murali is sharing a huge amount of love for all of us. And Baba's given lots of lovely things he said about love, how love transforms, how love helps you fly, many things. But the most important thing is the question that many of us have, and that is, what return can I give to Baba for all the love that Baba is giving me? Is it a question that you have? Yes? No? Never thought about it? I'm sure everybody's had that thought. Baba, you're giving so much love. What return can I give? And Baba's answer is very lovely. The return is to be able to turn yourself around, to experience transformation. Baba plays with all the Hindi words, but today it's a play on return and turn. Baba makes it sound very easy, and it's not just sounding easy, but it is actually easy if I keep my consciousness on the level that Baba wants me to have it. And what happens is that we don't give enough attention to the quality of our thoughts, and so then we come down and then we get involved in a struggle and a battle, and we say, oh, but it's so difficult. And all Baba wants us to do is to keep that highest level of consciousness. And Baba's given many different aspects about that. But one thing that comes out very clearly is that Baba, being the director of the whole drama, the whole cycle, not the creator of the drama, we create the drama through our own karma, but Baba is very definitely the director. And so Baba's saying, how come now that it's the end of the season, it's mid-April at that time when we hear the Murali, and usually that was a time of the end of the season. With global warming, that's changed. Now the end of the season happens at the end of March, because by mid-April, it's really, really hot in India, especially in Rajasthan. Even now the temperatures were in the 40s. So by mid-April, they had to... I didn't consciously think about it in this way, but today, just seeing the season now ends end of March, and at that time it ended mid-April. Well, that's further evidence of global warming, if we wanted more evidence. But it's the end of the season, and I can imagine that at that moment we felt, well, October is so far away, and so consciousness changes and our perspectives are now very different. But at that point, Baba was saying that it's not the end of the season. It's not the end. When something reaches an end, there's always, always another beginning. And so it's the beginning of a new chapter or new level of effort for you. And so what is that new level of effort? And so Baba's not accepting the end, but is focusing our attention on the beginning. And of course, when you think about the cycle, there is no end. There's always the next step, the beginning. So Baba always, always aware of the whole cycle. And Baba's reminding us of the first beginning. not just the beginning of new effort with a flying stage, but the beginning of the cycle in which, in the original state, what is your experience? Your experience of the beginning stage is that of the soul. And so just simply maintain that awareness of soul consciousness, and what will happen is that you'll fly. There is nothing faster than the speed of the soul. Lots of examples of science and the speed with which science is moving forward, but yet science hasn't been able to capture the speed of the soul itself, and probably never will. And so when you remember the speed of the soul, and you remember the speed of thoughts, then you begin to fly. And when you're flying, whatever are the things down below, they don't interfere in anything. You're able to go even above all the clouds. So obstacles come, but they're the clouds on the journey. And so go above those clouds and keep that awareness of soul consciousness, and you can fly. Connected very much with that is Baba asking us to renounce waste thoughts to the extent that we become ignorant of what is waste. In the Golden Age, there's a whole kingdom, and within that kingdom, many, many different things happening, but no waste thoughts. The right thought comes at the right moment and is then instantly put into practice. One of the signs of fast effort is that the thought comes, I have to do this, and I do it. Not that I say I have to eliminate waste thoughts and it's going to take me a day, a week, a month, a year, but no. If I've seen something that I need to do in terms of my effort, can I do it now? That is the proof of the flying stage. But what is it that interferes in all of this? And the interference is the force of waste thoughts. And it's a very practical example that Baba's mentioning. Think about how when, for whatever reason, I get angry, it comes with such force that at that moment the thought comes and I speak about it or I put it through into action, and there's no time lag there because it's so powerful, so forceful. And at that moment when there's the force of waste thoughts, and anger is a good example because it's so visible and you can feel it, I may not always acknowledge my attachments until much further down the line. Greed, again, not necessarily in its subtle form when it comes, but anger, even when it's in a subtle form, you can feel the difference in your physical body and, of course, in your mental state and emotional state. And so when a waste thought comes, it's so powerful that it doesn't allow you to stay on the path of truth. It eliminates the truth and the pure thought that you might be having. And so Baba's saying, is it possible for you to allow pure thoughts to be so powerful that with the help of the Almighty, because when you have a pure thought, you can have the companionship of the Almighty. And if I have the companionship of the Almighty, then surely that power is with me. And Baba only helps me if it's a pure, determined thought. If it's a weak thought, I'll try. Well, maybe. Baba's not around. Baba lets you get on with it. But if it's a powerful thought, determined thought, and it's a pure thought, you have Baba's company to support you and help you. And so just invoke that awareness of the determination, and Baba's support is there, and whatever was the influence of the waste thought, that gets eliminated very quickly. Then there's no margin to allow it to grow and develop, and then it comes into words. If it's racing around in my mind and it's so many thoughts that are coming, it's going to land up in words and thought and action in some form or another. So what I need to do is to make sure that I recognize the value and the power of pure thoughts. If I was asking the question, do you know what is the power of pure thoughts? And it's very interesting, because when we talk about yoga and we talk about how the power of yoga creates transformation, true. But what is yoga? Yoga is the power of pure thought about the self, about God, whatever else. And so Baba's saying that experiment with this idea. See how when you have a pure, powerful thought, it brings about transformation for the self. It even brings about transformation in the attitude of another. Experiment with it and see if it works. If really it is pure and powerful and determined, it has to work. It's the power of yoga. It even brings about transformation in circumstances and situations. We talk about yoga power settling karmic accounts. Well, it's the power of pure thought. And so, very interesting how Baba's making it very simple. Be in the awareness of the soul, and remember that you've done this many, many times. So a few times in the Murali, it's like Baba's reminding us of the cycle and the repetition of the drama without actually using those words. But Baba, the director of the drama, and totally aware. And for us, on the one side, we start the day with Gyan, with yoga. And then on the other side, what happens is we get caught up in all the mundane activity. And so those powerful, pure thoughts of the early morning dissipate. And so to come back, to keep that consciousness and that awareness that this is the drama, but very specifically, it's the end of the drama, and so it's the new beginning. And so if I keep my vision focused in the beginning, then I'm going to prepare for that. Baba said, when it's the beginning and that's started and that's already happening, then your vision doesn't go further. But when it's the drama is going on and you're in the middle, then you're stuck there. But no, now at the end, your vision is focused on the new beginning. And so the preparation for that. And in that new beginning, nothing wasteful. Everything powerful, everything pure and positive and divine. Baba's used this word, alaukik. Nothing of the laukik, nothing of the ordinary, nothing of the mundane, but elevated and pure. And in that alaukik state, there is divinity. In that state, which is beyond whatever is here in this world, there is that divinity. And so keep your thoughts on that level of divinity and being alaukik. And so a very beautiful murali on giving Baba the return of love by our own turnaround, our own transformation, but also Baba's total recognition of the drama. And for us, getting to know the self is a long journey. Yes, Baba says, in a second you know you're a soul. But what's going on in the soul? It doesn't happen in a second. To know my original sanskaras, to know the sanskaras I'm dealing with at the moment, we don't always recognize those. So it's a journey. To know God, Baba says the same thing. Only a few out of a handful out of multi-millions truly know me as I am. And connected very much with the drama today, I was thinking about we don't always appreciate our relationship as the one who is the almighty authority. We use the word Baba, and the word Baba is very sweet and makes Baba come very close to us so that it's a very near and dear relationship. But also to put it in the context of exactly who Baba is, and to know that Baba is the Almighty and Baba is the creator of the new world, and Baba's asking me to be an instrument with him as part of the construction of the new world. Now, how deeply do I appreciate this and hold that consciousness in my awareness, not just early morning, but through the day, because the whole day is going to determine what is my stage. The morning is a boost, but then through the whole day, what is it that's going on? If my thoughts are ordinary, my life is going to be ordinary. But if my thoughts are extraordinary, alaukik, different to the mundane, elevated, then those thoughts are going to ensure that my words and my actions are also of that quality. So I'm creating and allowing the new sanskars that are there within the soul, the original sanskars of the beginning, to emerge once again. So, a very long murali. It's a 4-page murali. And it's not Baba talking to groups and so on and so on, but it feels like Baba's giving a whole summary of the season. And Baba's mentioned many, many different aspects within all of that to help us in this process of transformation and to come back to that original pure state, the Satupradhan state that the soul wants to have, but then lots of excuses come in the way. Baba says, you listen to the sweet stories of Maya, and Maya comes very sweetly. And you don't recognize it. And you start listening to her sweet stories. And then, when it comes to facing Baba, you repeat those sweet stories that Maya has told you. And Baba has to just smile and say, what's going on with my child? Here am I allowing the child to forget the past and move beyond. And here is a child repeating the stories of Maya to me. So there was a Sakar Murli, I think, the day before yesterday, in which Baba was saying that Baba does not get affected by anything of the drama, because Baba knows that the drama is accurate but also benevolent. We see the drama and we forget the benevolence of the drama. We forget the accuracy of the drama, and so we go through all our ups and downs. And so just as it's taken us time to recognize the self, and it's still taking us time to recognize Baba, but really the subject of drama is, I would say, as powerful as God, to the extent that I recognize God and the extent that I recognize the drama, to that extent, really, I'm able to move forward. And it's different telling myself, oh, the drama is benevolent, and my feelings forcing me in a very different emotion. But truly to understand the drama and accept the drama, and with that, of course, comes the ability to have the full stop. And to be able to put a full stop to waste thoughts that drain me of energy and time and create a whole state of upheaval for me, but also for everybody around me. And so the atmosphere gets impacted by all of that. And so just a deeper and deeper appreciation of drama. And Madhuban is a great place to learn about the secrets of drama. When it's a surrendered community of 1,500 people downstairs, upstairs, everywhere, just that, you know, in any center, you're with tens or you're with a few hundred, but you're not with thousands all the time. And in Madhuban, of course, anything involves thousands. You want to do something, you have to check it with all these different departments. And it just makes you aware of how everything is moving together, and more or less seamlessly. And certainly to any outsider who comes, it looks seamless. And then you begin to get involved, and you begin to see how so many wheels are connected one with the other, and it's very beautiful. So it was very lovely being in Madhuban and seeing Madhuban from a different perspective. Each time you take something different from Madhuban, but being in Madhuban for a stretch of time, and especially after the teachers' meeting, and it was quite a big stretch that I was in Madhuban, you appreciate how truly it's only God who's making everything work so beautifully. And the other overriding feeling from India is service in India has reached the top, and the grassroots on every level, every district, and within the district, the small little sections that they call the talukas, they've been served. There's a center or a sub-center everywhere. And thousands of teachers, thousands of surrendered people doing the service. So you just stand back and you see these big buildings that have been created. And I had a chance to visit many, many places. And there was never a small building. It was always a big building. And many, many retreat centers all over Bharat now, because not everybody can come to Madhuban. It's a long journey, and the journeys get more and more difficult. So the next phase now, it's mostly retreat centers that are being constructed everywhere. So the quality of service in Bharat, absolutely at its peak. And then the Brahmin family, and everywhere, big, big families. Again, nowhere just a little family, but big families. So I think that when Baba says 900,000, the start of Satyug, we've gone beyond that. So it's not just the souls of the start of Satyug, it's also the souls of the Silver Age. And so that's why I'm feeling that it's not just climate change that's making me aware of time, and it's not just the craziness of governance everywhere in a very slippery condition that's again reminding me, or the economic condition, but it's actually the quality and level of service that's again a big, big signal. So no promise about dates. If Baba hasn't given us a date, nobody else can give us a date. Literally, if Baba hasn't given a date and he hasn't, we can't create a date. It would be our imagination, it wouldn't be a reality. So, but certainly we are seeing the speed with which everything is moving. And Baba's asking us to move into the flying stage. I was also thinking that Baba's talking about the flying stage in the Murali, which is from 94. And yes, some souls heard that Murali and created that stage. And I'm thinking about the Dadis. And many of us were around. We heard these Muralis personally. But we didn't create a flying stage. So Baba and Rama are very benevolent. We're being given that opportunity now, when we don't have to understand it with our intellect, we see it on a physical level in terms of the state of the world. But it's time for us to definitely experience the flying stage now. So lots of love from Madhuban. When you're in the teachers' meeting, you see all the main teachers who maybe you don't see for the whole year. And they were all there and everyone sharing a lot of love about Dadi. Very beautiful. They come to Shakti Bhavan and they feel Dadi's presence there. Especially all the main teachers who've had lots and lots of interaction with Dadi. And they can actually feel the presence. And people go to Avyakt Lok, the memorial for Dadi Gulzar. And again, they feel the power of silence there. It's in the middle of everything. Thousands of people are walking around. But that space, everybody's still and quiet. And it's very powerful. And I know that there's lots of information that Simon has to share today. So I'll finish now. I've got a very beautiful Murali. And today we've got Madhuban Toli. And we've got vegan as well as non-vegan. And so if you want vegan, please say so. After offering of pork, we'll have the Toli.